The film of your brain is a map drawn by conquerors flying the banner of exploration and misnaming all the islands. Yet we sail through the clouds swirling in this hemisphere, navigate rivers of silver till we find the white slash circled in red that tells us stroke, hemorrhage, as if saying that monsters dwell here at the edge of the world, and nowhere do we see the lake where one night we drifted in a wooden boat with a bottle of wine and dangled sparklers over the starry water. Thank you.
George Fenton leading the BBC Concert Orchestra in a battle of will. From the soundtrack to the TV series about life in the planet's polar regions and the episode about winter on Frozen Planet. Here on Deep Threes. Bibio began our set at the spinny view of Hinkley Point off the Green EP. German minimalist sound poet Marcin Jules favored us with Beauty Fear 7 from his 8th album on Octave. We cleared away the debris left by Mark Streitenfeld on the Prometheus soundtrack. British producer-actress told us we were forgiven after our visit to Ghettoville. Monolake took a Polaroid, and T Double Plus remixed it until it looked like the monsters at the edge of the world, as described by Martin Espada. For now the dead will dance the mambo, with visions of space cats, as drawn by STL at disconnected moments, such as Untitled 3 from the Swedish duo Tommy Awards 2014 Sessions. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoyed the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you with the Eclipse Quartet and a performance of Morton Feldman's Piano and String Quartet, composed in 1985. You can always check out show archives and playlists on the web at d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
This is Bird Note. An uncut field of waist-high grass might not seem like a valuable habitat at first. It doesn't have tall, mature trees like a forest. It doesn't have a pond full of fish and frogs. So, to a bird, what's so great about a field of grass? Many birds have adapted to nest in grassland habitats and nowhere else. In North America, birds such as the bobolink seek out grasslands to raise their young, deftly hiding their nests within the dense vegetation. The wildflowers and grasses host countless insects that feed the birds and their hungry chicks. And there's more to a grassland than meets the eye. While a forest stores carbon within wood, grassland plants have roots that reach several yards into the soil and deposit carbon within it. That can help protect birds around the world from climate change. Very few grasslands and savannas have been protected compared to the area that's been lost, making them the most at-risk ecosystem on the planet. That means every acre of grassland remaining is even more precious to birds, to plants, and to people. To learn how you can support grassland habitats, visit birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rummel.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.